Well, this report is not a good thing. A lot of Michigan's children are living in jobless households and households that are in poverty.
That's true. We've seen a huge escalation in child poverty between 2000 and 2009, one of the largest in the country. It's up by 64%. So we now have 23%, roughly one of every four children in this state living in poverty.
Many folks are underwater financially also.
That's right. That's right. We have the housing crisis. We have over 200,000 kids that have experienced foreclosure. And we have another close to 300,000 kids living in families where at least one parent is unemployed. And in many cases, that can be the only parent. We have a third of our kids that live in single-parent families. So if that parent is unemployed, there is no income.
What else about this report startled you?
Well, let me give you the good news. I'll give you some good news. And that's that we're still seeing improvements in outcomes for teens. We have one of the lowest teen birth rates in the country. We're ranking 13th. We're seeing declines, not huge declines, but some decline in the teen death rate and a pretty substantial decline in the percentage of kids who aren't high school graduates and not going to school. So those teen outcomes, we're seeing some improvement, but it's this maternal and infant health, the very beginning of life, and, of course, economic security. And we know that kids that live in poverty for an extended length of time or at very young ages have lifelong consequences in many cases.
Well, just in looking at some of the numbers, as you mentioned, a lot of those birth rates, death weight, or death rates, other instances involving children and teens seem to be holding steady or have improved somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess what was stunning for me is just how many kids live in poverty, and I just wonder how much that affects them, not only mentally, emotionally, but also when it comes to their education and getting their studies taken care of.
Absolutely. And I guess what we're concerned about at the League is that in the face of these statistics, Michigan's not implementing many of the recommended strategies to lessen the impact of the economic downturn on kids. We're cutting back on the very programs that help families get through economic hard times, and that's just a fact of the business cycle and the way our economy works, that there are downturns, and unfortunately, we're looking at an extended downturn with really high unemployment, and it's not just a couple of counties, it's everywhere in the state. So if we don't help families get through this, we're going to have kids that are really hampered when they become adults, and they will become adults. They'll either become adults that can contribute to our society, or they will be a drain on our society. So, you know, we have very clear choices here about what we want to do to get these kids through these times.
Jane Zinder-Merrill is with Kids Count in Michigan. She's the project director, and they're affiliated with the Michigan League for Human Services. All right, Jane, if Governor Rick Snyder was sitting right next to you right now with a cup of coffee,
mm-hmm.
and he said, "All right, Jane, what could I do to help you? What could we do? What would you tell him?"
I would tell him three things. One is we need to reinstate the earned income tax credit percentage, move it back up to 20%. That helps a lot of low-income families, working families, have enough income to support their kids. We need to reinvest in our very youngest children. We've eliminated the 0-3 programming. This is the critical stage of brain development. We need to have family supports in place in our communities in order to make sure those kids get a good start. And we need to have a two-generation approach. We have to give these parents opportunities for education and training so that they can get decent jobs to support their families.
And then the governor's going to say, "All right, Jane, that sounds great. I want to implement this. How am I going to pay for it?"
Well, we've got a rainy day fund. The governor managed to find several million dollars for the rainy day fund. We also have unexpected surplus in revenue that's coming into the state. And we were able to find enough money to shift 82% tax break to business. So it's not that we don't have the money. It's the choices that we're making.
Jane, I was talking with Lansing School's Superintendent T.C. Wallace yesterday, and he was telling me how parents are such a key part of kids' education. And as you know, the kids in the Lansing School Districts are suffering to meet test standards. And I suggested to, well, before we talk about my suggestion, what could be done to help parents become better parents when it comes to educating their students, helping their students learn?
Well, part of it is starting at the very outset. You know, if you get kids, if you get parents involved in their children and help them understand how important it is the way they interact with their kids, you can have a good foundation that will take those kids through their academic years. We know that social-emotional development is key for kids to be able to function well in school as students. It isn't just the cognitive capacity. It's also kids being able to concentrate, kids feeling that they're nurtured and loved and cared about. So that's part of it.